King of the City.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
Welcome to the new week. Hey, you good? You're still standing? Fabulous. Oh, man, I had a great weekend. We were celebrating Women's Weekend, Mother's Weekend, actually. I was at 6 places from Saturday to Sunday, and I can tell you now, guys, Mother's Day is big. Yeah. Mother's Day is huge. Happy Mother's Day for yesterday. And thank you so much for inviting me to your events. I was there. I had so much fun. I hope you did too. Now, let's talk. Okay? Do you remember a point in your life where you felt like you really let yourself down? You dropped the ball. You're like, damn it, man. I shouldn't have. But you did. It is one of the harshest things you can ever do. In fact, it's one of the rudest awakening calls ever. In your routine of life, you make decisions the way you normally do, right? And somewhere you're like, man, let me just let loose, nyana, man. You know, I'm always so serious. Let me just. Khanti, that's the day you let yourself down. It has happened. An opportunity was presented in the room. Or somebody wanted to throw you under the bus, and guess what? You didn't speak up for yourself. To this very day, you're still as guilty. There's nothing like the day you didn't speak up for yourself. It's like, why didn't I just say something? And now you're paying the price. Another example? Okay. You forgot an important date. It's like, damn it. And on a phone, smartphone at that, that could have easily just tweet you to remember. And it hits you like even worse a week later. And you try and apologize. They say, no, it's fine. And what's about that's fine is not fine. Okay. In the dating game, all right. You let your guard down. I'll leave it there. Hashtag, that's the day. The day I let myself down. It's a point in life. It's a moment. Do you remember it? Zanele Nkosi says something very profound. And that's why I love this soul-searching, self-correcting, self-introspection questions, especially on Mondays. Mondays are meant for that. To sit back and, face the mirror, so to speak. Zanella says, under the day I let myself down, says, it is so hard to share regrets that came with blessings. Woo! Come on, sister, say it again. I'll quote you. You know what? That will be my quote for today. Because you've put perfect words together, stringed them so well. It is hard to share regrets that came with blessings. And that's what I said earlier on. The man who could regret a one moment that gave him a blessings of a lifetime, a child, and you ask him to say, you let yourself down on that day, right? He'll say, yeah, but the bad part is a given. The blessing is a given. Go to the regret. Because, like Oprah says, we must learn from our failures. We must learn from our failures. That's what success is. Right? It's not how many times you fall, like Denzel says. It's how many times you get up. But that day, man, I did let myself down. You did or didn't do something. That's for sure. You didn't speak up for yourself. You didn't raise your hand. Your name was being called without it being called. You didn't raise your hand. You broke your own rule. Your own rule. Do not answer a call after 8 o'clock. It is your call. Your friends and family know that. Mara, that day. Wayaraba mwanyan. Arigimogedi.
too late.
Wabula. Today you're like, I shouldn't have. Or maybe you answered a DM.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on how to recover after letting yourself down. Number one, accept what happened. It's part of grief. Eh? And yes, part of disappointment too. The first step to getting over your self-shame is to simply accept what went wrong. Avoiding it or glossing over it won't help you to move on. Okay? If you need to cry, cry. Go for it. If you want to wallow away for a few hours, do it. You're entitled. But when you're done, stand up and declare exactly where things went off the rails so that you can self-correct. Number two, treat yourself like a friend. You know, we're too harsh on ourselves, eh? Sometimes. It's easy to judge yourself in this situation. But if you take it one step at a time, chances are you'll have a new perspective. And the best perspective comes from here. Treat yourself like a friend. Like, for instance, if your friend came to you with the same issue, what would you say to them? Would you be supportive and kind and listen? Huh? Chances are yes, you would. And what advice would you give? And that's the advice you must take. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on how to recover after letting yourself down. Recognize that you do have big expectations of yourself. Because disappointment comes from failed expectations. Okay? So, it's a tale. It's just all this time. But making sure that you're prepared is an important way to protect yourself from future disappointment. Consider whether your expectations are aligned with how ready you felt at that moment. Okay? And even trace it back, chances are, even to your childhood. Maybe you're a people pleaser. That's where the disappointment comes from. Hey, are you a perfectionist? Yeah, okay. Today's topic is all about you too, right? You have a lot of let myself down moments, actually. Because things didn't go as planned or as you planned or as you wished or as you envisaged. Well, same thing, T. But yeah. It is about you. Do you remember the point in your life where you let yourself down?
I know I let myself down when I was performing wifely duties ka contract ya girlfriend. Today I'm left karikoloto motuile. Now I must see to finish for regeta jwang ka dilotseo and di affectile what I could be doing ka future ya ka. I can't buy anything ka skoloto anymore and la khantlentle I'm a good payer, but because of the decisions that Gideon saying Kelly in love. Oh, in love, ne? Yeah, so that's the biggest mistake or the regret that I have that I did.
And Relu Tlagani. Yes. Hello, Entle. At the day or the point in my life I let myself down. My dad worked so hard so I can have a better future, but I ruined every opportunity I got. Ouch.
I once was in that situation where I let myself down. I was in a job interview, so I felt like I didn't do as much because I was scared about, so the nerves were all over my head. So I felt I disappointed myself, so I could have done much better than what I did. But it came back as a lesson. You understood? So, because yo, msebetso ono tlo patala too much. Ne ke tlo ba a sales representative ya ko APSA. So I lost, but then hey, it was part of a lesson again for me in my life.
The day you let yourself down, or the point in life when you left yourself down, you just dropped the ball. You're like, damn it, shouldn't have.
Who wants to?
Dalutulile for the whole week.
Honestly,
wowza.
Okay.
Yes.
I think with me, I spent
a lot of time and invested a lot of energy in improving my emotional intelligence.
Okay.
So, like, you know, going to therapy, you know, going yes. through certain courses and, you know, ways in which you can deal with certain things.
Yeah.
I remember just recently, I lost my cool here in the office,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, I just let my emotions just get the better of me.
Yeah.
Like, in a situation that could have been handled so much better. But I just... You know, I used to have these outbursts where I just cry,
yes.
you know, like, and I told myself when I went through that journey, which I don't want to allow people to see me in that light, especially in the workplace.
Yeah.
Recently when that happened, I was just like,
why? Yeah.
You know, like, I know, you know better now.
Yeah, and it was literally five seconds later when I realized I could have handled that situation better.
That's the thing about raw emotions, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I acted on them, and in that moment... It felt like the right thing to do, but afterwards I was just like,
It happens with me too, where I tell myself, this will irritate you.
Yes.
Try not to be irritated.
Yes.
And then I get irritated. I'm like, dude.
But we had this talk.
We spoke about this thing.
We had a conversation.
Why? Yeah. Why are you now irritable? You saw it coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You even told yourself that this thing is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why then?
Are you reacting to it? Yeah. I think it happens to
you. Had a puncher right in the middle of your thumb. Come on.
It wasn't... You don't even want to know the half of it, actually. You don't want to know the half
you
of it.
You let yourself down, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I did because, firstly, I was also reacting on emotion. In fact, I lost the ball. I lost one of my balls.
Oh.
So we spent the entire weekend, the night and the day...
Looking for
walking because you can't drive certain areas in the dark.
Yes.
And I in the morning I went home. I had coffee because I needed to woosa because I was gonna shout at the person involved.
Yes.
And then I went back with the vehicle, but I didn't check if all the necessary tools were in the car.
Oh my.
And then I drive into what they call maize fields. In maize fields they put puncture tools. They intentionally want to puncture tires because people drive with their buggies at night
over
to steal all the maize and then drive off before dawn.
Yeah.
And I'm a farm person. I know this.
You know this.
You don't drive into just any random maize field without walking it first, checking for the traps, and then drive. Because I was in a state, I drove. What did the vehicle say? Oh, really?
Yes.
Was it one or two tires?
It was two tires.
Oh, no.
Yes. So now you have to walk back home to find the other tire and then wheel it.
Oh, my.
To the vehicle. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, but I knew better. I should have known better.
And that's the thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
I should have known better. Be cognizant enough not to drive into any maize field without checking.
Those shortcuts don't. Those shortcuts. Yeah.
And clearly everything is emotion-based.
It was an emotion.
You as well. You're like,
it was an emotion.
Because you're acting on emotion.
Exactly.
Yes.
Therefore, you allow your emotion
and
to
you're
go.
Not thinking.
Why? Why do we do that to ourselves? Why?
The question is this hour is, are you hard on yourself? Because... you're going to let yourself down more than you care to count.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really more regrets. It's really more disappointments because of the high expectations you have.
Yeah.
Right? And the question, therefore, is why? Why are you so hard on yourself?
I think you should be hard on yourself.
No, Mbal.
I really think so. This is just me personally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that having frank conversations with yourself will allow you to, you know, that thing, you know better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either you know better not to once you've made the mistake and you're able to move on.
Yeah.
But you have to be hard on yourself because if you're like, it happens to the best of us, then it's going to happen again in another hour. But if you're having a frank conversation with yourself, would look, it happened. I'm not going to utinginwebe, but you are hard on yourself in that moment. Would don't allow it to happen again.
Mm.
It's necessary.
I think that dwelling, that nwebbing part is the problem.
Yeah.
So I agree with you to a certain extent.
Okay.
It's the nwebbing that it becomes problematic. Because
sure.
I think when you're very hard on yourself and you dwell on it, you don't learn from the lesson and you don't also be kind to yourself.
You forget to be kind to yourself because you just want to wallow in the,
exactly.
the dark moment.
Mm.
You've let yourself down. You have. Once. Still hits home.
Utula anonymous earlier on. Chako dalle happy, mame.
Into engehlisa mina was last year bangizoboshwa ngiboshwele into engayenzanga into ezivumelene ngayo and ukuvumelana kwethu kwagcina kwi-rape yiyo into engangibeka phansi angihlisa isithunzi even now I'm still shocked ukuthi kahle kahle ngayenzani why ngagcina nale ntombazane leya yena wavumelani end of the day kuzoba i-rape
gadi fele yena missed her off-ramp. Instead of trying to go back to the off-ramp, she decides, ah, no. Let me drive via Sunnyside. Kyole! Via Sunnyside. Robert Yakwal. Smash and grab. Why? Exactly. The day you let yourself down. Talk to me. That point in your life where you let yourself down.
Oh, gosh. It had definitely to do something with a man.
Oh.
Because ratatata me no quiero. I remember actually like 4 years ago, I actually found the language to actually speak about it in therapy. And I remember my first session, I was crying because I'm like, I'm wasting money talking about this man.
Yeah.
I mean, let's reset. Let's talk about other things.
That's
and my
right.
therapist was like, no, babes, this is a very important chapter that we need to to just speak out. And I think I was disappointed in my behavior and how I allowed such rubbish into my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like you called it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you're busy.
Nah.
This one, you're not busy. Very cool. You know, most cars,
yeah.
You see that, what we call a tornado, but it's not that dust that just like.
Oh, yes.
We call it tornado because. Yes.
Okay.
We are born, yes. But nothing says to you, close that door.
Hey!
Kichima, close the window. No.
Eish. Yeah,
we're fake.
And you're like, hi, tornado.
So like.
What do I dust his life?
Hey! And then they say, dust yourself off. Hey, Ima.
If you didn't open the door.
ABC. Yo, I nearly said something that Sia Seya will say.
No, don't. Don't.
The Bonilla Le K is from Apaya. Le KK. Is from Apaya.
But hey, we've healed, we've learned, and now we...
No, but you have to.
Oh, yeah. I didn't heal for like a good 8 years. I told you, I stopped dating.
Yeah.
And I was like, work, let's go. And then once I decided I actually want to jump into dating again, the issues came back up again. That's why I was like, therapist?
And that's the thing about life. Until you finish that course.
Yes.
Until
you finish the
you
chapter.
Excel
yeah.
in that level.
100%.
That lesson will keep coming back.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's the harshest thing about life,
right?
Though.
And also, it's a thing where you can't point to there and be like, it was him. It's like, no, babes. You are the common denominator.
Thank you.
So then how are you going to
we
change?
We hardly point that finger at
all. Hey.
Hence, I said, the day I let myself... Hey, listen, this to a trend would have trended actually this hashtag had I said who let you down.
Nah, because it's easy to point outwards.
To point outwards.
Oh, 100%.
So that's what I'm saying. On Monday, don't listen.
So true.
I get under the skin. I'm like, you're gonna face yourself whether you like it or not.
It's a me Monday.
That's why we need the 1 o'clock hour.
Yes. To reconcile.
Thank you.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Uncle T, my biggest regret is what Malabam put with her. Not but my father put it with her. Karino, I know. Motatarakohae, and a 5 rand. Bamutiv. No, wrong shubashu, kashubashuber. Narakozova trend. Mara, the biggest thing is I'm picking up myself. And learning how to fly again.
Hold on, Tidi. Let me understand something. So, this man came to pay, let's say, 50% of the lobola. And then you went on to become the wife and they never came back to finish their story. Am I getting you right, Tidi? Hmm? Tabiso, hi. Tadichi.
What in T?
Year
2000. Cause became.
Okay.
Cause became. It became Sembiso.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm regretting, you know. I tried to get a trick 11. I'm going to drop out to go to Nepal. Mathematics.
Okay.
Yeah, regala polo, and then set to Alemor and Toya Tora. So we're not pretty really busy, man. Arnana, Conji, Nepal, and then I keep a casual analytic. So now I'm regretting it. And the funny thing, I ate metric, economics and accounting, business economics. But then mathematics, if I gave that much of an effort, again, I struggle so economics and mathematics because really accounting, I'm struggling. Quantitative management, yes, I regret that, yeah. Or that decision I'm getting towards
that. That point in life where you made a decision and you're like, damn it, man, it's coming back. Thank you, Tabiso. Tabila, hi.
Hello, Uncle T.
Hi, welcome.
I made the mistake.
Hold on, Tabile. Okay. Move away from that noisy place because I'm struggling to hear you. Nomfundo, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Oh my God.
Hello, Nomfundo.
Hi, finally. Sorry, it's my first time on radio. I'm so excited.
Yay,
so excited. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be big. There's no food. I've told a lot of people that I'm going to be on radio, so I have to introduce myself. No food. All the way from KZN.
Okay. Nice one. Welcome. So now tell me, do you remember the day you let yourself down?
Yes, day I really let myself down was the day, you know, originally I'm from KZN in Durban, so I moved to Midrand.
Okay.
About a couple of years ago, and you know, in Pilamangabinga Klanganeli at times, and you're thinking, and you're looking at all this bling bling and the lifestyle and the different cultures, and don't Dangabaku driving all these nice cars, and Abani Bayashi was, you know what, you can do this with, you know, this type of people. It's something that I'm not proud of, but, you know, it's something that happened.
Okay.
And you're just letting, and you're just thinking to yourself, is it just all worth it? And you look at back then and you're like, this is the day where I really, really let myself down. But yeah, I'm funda my experience. So, yeah.
So, Angel, igoli yakufundisa ukuthi kusegoli la.
Yay! I love this. I'm from this. I'm going to go to the hotel, and here I am now.
What are you doing Sunday?
What am I doing Sunday? I'm going to be there at the Plex only. Oh, of course, if I do win the tickets, of course.
I was about to say, good. Oh, so right.
No, Sam, you know, I was actually online looking at the tickets, and the cheapest one were actually sold out, and the other ones were so pricey. I'm like, Uncle Sam, I'm sorry, there's no money, but yeah, here I am, and I've been waiting, I've been calling every 2 minutes.
Bambage.
Yeah, okay.
Double tickets for Sunday, so we'll see you there, yeah?
Yes,
you know, Bundo, hey, Koki, hi.
Hello, hi.
I am good, Kokezo.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, do you remember the time or a point in life where you let yourself down?
Actually, I do. I remember it was like a turning point of my life, actually.
Oh.
It was in 2014. I started studying at the University of Limpopo in 2010.
Yeah.
And I had failed a few courses by the time I was supposed to graduate. So, I had 1 year left. And then young old me decided to drop out.
Huh.
So, yeah. So, I forfeited that. I forfeited a whole degree because
what?
I had things going on in my life and stuff, and I just couldn't cope. But now as a grown woman, when I look back, I see that maybe I should have looked for help and stuff like that, but I was too young to actually see what I was giving up.
Can't you go back?
No. Courses have changed. Models have, like, you can't. Mm. They're phased out and stuff like that. But I am studying now.
Yes.
I'm working and studying. And actually, the course that I dropped out on was fully paid. And now my employer is actually I'm studying and my employer is actually paying for my studies.
Oh.
So I'm lucky.
You are very lucky. But that's a good comeback.
I am. No, this time I promise. I'm taking it to the end.
Okay, thank you so much for that call.
No, the day I let myself down, the day I went to school, I was doing grade 11.
Yeah.
Hey, but what happened to the I was pregnant. I dropped out of school. And coming from primary until grade 11, I was top student, because about maths or physics. But today, I can't get a matric work. I can matric, I can degree, I don't have anything for it to bounce to kiss the whoop.
I mean, I let myself down the moment and I saw the baby mama. Then she had to go. She did one simple mistake. I let her go because I was falling for someone else, only to find out that someone else is not the one. And I regret. I was supposed to give her a chance, second chance or something. I regret. Mama, I'm not with my son. I'm not with my baby mama. No. Lo muntu ngaye kwamanje. She's in Tanzania. So yeah, I think I've let myself down. Lapo.
Oh, that's the worst. Retabile, hi.
Hi, Timon.
Hi.
Do I sound better now?
Yeah, much, much better. Now, the day you let yourself down?
The day when I let myself down is when I, in quotation marks, let myself get pregnant by baby Gage. Now, 6 years down the line, the fifth year, I decided to get pregnant by him, and now we split, and now he has four kids.
How many kids?
So, now he has four kids.
Four?
He has four kids.
With the same baby daddy?
No. He has four kids. I have one child with him. He has four kids.
Oh, he has four.
Other woman. So, Nike number three in the queue.
No,
I give us one more. Give us a husband, give us a Liano, give us a good thing. So, Honano, I'm a single mother. Yena, he's not even supporting, he's not even doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm a single parent.
Yeah.
So, I let myself down. Hore, in Givikile, far in life, if I didn't fall for him.
It is such and this echoes what one of our listeners said earlier on, that it is so hard to mention regrets that came and that brought blessings.
Right? Yeah, it is.
Because like, your child is such a blessing, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Mara, Mutusu.
Mara.
And look at Tileke Mang, look at Tileke Mang.
I don't know.
Thanks for the call, my dear.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.